Hey, old dogs. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I know I did. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays of the year. It's that time when families come together to share how thankful they are for faith, family, and for the freedom our country provides us. For those of you that have listened to this show for a while know that my family lived in Haiti for nearly 12 years. Living there, we realized just how blessed we were being Americans and having so many things that we took for granted, like free education and knowing that we wouldn't starve ever, and that if we got sick, that we wouldn't be turned down if we had to go to the hospital. Well, that's not the case in Haiti. As the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, there is no free education, and children suffer and die all the time. And that's why I'm speaking to you. We're having a special campaign here to help the children of Child Hope International, our 501c3 nonprofit organization in Haiti. We want to raise just $2,500 by December 15th to bless the children of Child Hope with some basic necessities for the holidays, things like shoes, shirts, pants, socks, underwear, and toiletries. It would mean the world to these precious children. Won't you join us by donating $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can to help these children? All you have to do is go to our website, olddogsreinetwork.com, and of course, dogs is spelled D-A-W-G-S, olddogsreinetwork.com/Haiti with a capital H. To donate $5, $10, or whatever you can, that's olddogsreinetwork.com/Haiti to help bring hope to these very special kids. So won't you make this a special holiday? Again, go to olddogsreinetwork.com/Haiti to help out a child today. God bless you.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is putting together your 2021 strategic real estate investing plan. But before we get started, just a couple of quick announcements. I normally would have some tips now, but for those of you that missed our World Summit, oh my goodness, okay, you guys are going to be so sad you did, because it was a blast. We had a handful of us there, but what was really cool about it is that because there weren't a lot of people there, we were able to talk and exchange ideas and ask questions and find out what people are doing. It was great. And one of the participants actually said, you know, this is more like a mastermind. So, you know, we're going to do it again, and maybe we're going to call it the Old Dog REI Mastermind. I'm not sure, but it was really great. I was stoked to be there, and I think the participants were as well from the feedback I got. So just to let you guys know, we're going to do it again. Those that you missed it, man, you missed it. You missed it. You know, I'm not going to actually play the tape or anything. You know, you can always go to the next one, okay? And just a reminder, too, we are having our holiday campaign for Child Hope International for the kids in Haiti. And I hope you can participate. I would really love if you could just, again, give $5, $10. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. Maybe even your kids might want to get behind it. It was my daughter who brought us to Haiti. So maybe your kids might want to do a little bake sale or something to raise some funds for the kids. We only have till December 15th, though, and we're trying to raise $2,500 so they can have a special Christmas. So hopefully you can help us out there. Thanks, guys. Okay, well, let's get to our topic, putting together your 2021 Strategic Real Estate Investing Action Plan. Whew, that's a mouthful. But hey, it's an important thing, because if you are a real estate investor, you can't just go out there shooting from the hip, okay? You need goals. You know, a goal without a plan is just a wish. Wow, that's great. Where'd you get that, Bill? I don't know. It was one of my quotes somewhere. But anyway, it's true. So, you know, that if you can just outline a plan, put a plan together, you're going to be so much more successful than just kind of shooting from the hip and just, well, I'm going to buy this property or that property. Yeah, I really believe that planning is really key. A good strategic real estate investing plan is critical if you hope to succeed as a real estate investor. In this episode, I'm going to really just talk about, you know, how to put that plan together. And it doesn't have to be a major, you know, it doesn't have to be a business plan. It really just needs to be an outline that you can get started with, and you'll revise it as time goes on. But the idea is sort of a living plan, a little notebook. And I just use a little half inch notebook, you know, the clear kind you can slide in there, you know, 2021 strategic plan, and the spine there, and it's got all the stuff that you're going to be doing for the year. So you know, as we approach year end, and I wanted to get this in before the year started so that you can actually get something down in paper. If you've just started in real estate investing, this could be a great way to you know, step out in the right way, with the right foot forward, you know. Or if you are already investing, you know, it'll just help you refine, get better at what you're doing. I'm going to explore sort of the importance of, you know, the plan and the preparation for that plan. Developing a good strategic plan is very important if you're serious about real estate investing. You know, just buying a house here and there is not a plan, you know, or even saying, hey, I'll buy it one house a year. Your strategic plan is much more than that. It puts your goals into perspective. It helps define how you will achieve these goals, and it keeps you on track, focused to achieve your goals. As I mentioned, you know, get a little half inch, you know, a white or black notebook, and then put your you know, your spine there, you know, 2021 strategic plan, and you know, get some tabs in there, and let's make a real plan. I also like, you know, having a whiteboard and just kind of sitting down is just brainstorming. And maybe you'll do this with your spouse or your friend, or maybe you have other people that, you know, that are also doing real estate with you, and you can just map out ideas. Let's take a sort of the first step. First step is, if you have been already doing real estate investing, then you want to look at everything that you've done last year and track it and get all that data together so you can see what your results were from the efforts that you had done for that year, and to be able to just to start to analyze it. So you're printing out your financials, profit and loss statements, balance sheets, rent rolls, all of your income and expenses. If you don't have those numbers readily available, you should consider, you know, getting a bookkeeper or getting QuickBooks and you know, recording the data from your business. And that's really what it is. Even if you've got just one rental property, it is a business. I would, you know, use your Excel spreadsheets to draw some of that data together and to look at what kind of results you're getting. Also, look at other data pertinent to your real estate activities over the last year, like calendars, day timers. Maybe you you do task lists, whatever your records are to give you a good idea of what your year was in review, in perspective. Where did you go? How did you spend your time? Track how many hours per week you spend on real estate investing, education, mentoring, research, etc. If you're reading books, if you're listening to podcasts, track that. Did you attend any industry boot camps or conferences? Where are the materials from that? Do you listen to podcasts? Do you take notes? Bring all that stuff together so that can help you in compiling this plan that's going to give you just a winning track record for success if you just stick to it. Make records, as I mentioned, of your hours spent as well as how much time you plan on spending on activities. Everything from mileage, tax deductions, every record that you have, receipts, and as well as estimates and things like that you may have received from contractors. Then you want to start to write everything down that you can, and you can start on the whiteboard, or you can start maybe typing something out in your computer. Look at if you did this last year, and I did encourage everybody to do this last year about this time too. Did you meet any of your goals? And it's time to celebrate your successes and learn from your failures. It's okay to pat yourself on the back there. Write down what successes and what you achieved and the areas that you didn't. If you blew it, take the time to look at why you messed up and learn from it. And you can either refine it, or maybe that's a strategy you want to avoid in the future. Paint a good picture of how your year went and write notes for what you would do differently in the year ahead to do better in the year to come. If you have not done anything yet, of course, now would be the time to look ahead. Some of the resources that would be helpful for you that I'd recommend is to tap into some good books. And these are books that are listed on our resource page at the olddogsreinetwork.com website, like The ABCs of Real Estate Investing by Ken McElroy, The Unofficial Guide to Real Estate Investing by Martin Stone. Bigger Pockets has The Ultimate Beginner's Guide to Real Estate. It's a free book you can get from them. The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller, Multifamily Millions by David Lindahl, or The Complete Guide to Buying and Selling Apartment Buildings by Steve Burgess. Or just to listen to episode 006, one of my earliest episodes on how to get started in real estate investing. Again, if you're just starting out, that would be a great resource for you. Also, episode 010, which is entitled Setting Your Real Estate Investing Goals. Both of those podcasts are good primers before you write your plan. And then the key elements of your plan, and these could be your tabs as well, is your why. And I've talked a lot about that, and I'll go more into that too. Your mission statement could also be mission/vision statement, or two separate statements. Your goals, your strategies, your timeline, and your budget. Now, again, this is not a business plan. A business plan would probably be a lot more, it has an executive summary, company overview, business model, and USP, market analysis and specific business practices, marketing plans, implementation, financial plans, certain similarities, but nowhere in depth. So don't get freaked out that you think you have to put a business plan together, because you don't. It really has to be just setting your goals, focusing your attention and implementing. You can make it more formal as you go along if you want to, but this is meant to be a living document, something that you open up every day or at least once a week as you write your goals down to make sure you're moving in the direction that your plan states. Let's talk about those specific elements I talked about. I talked about the why. This does not have to be formally written in your plan, but you should know your why before you get started. Episode 122, entitled The Importance of Knowing Your Why, is a great resource for this and determining what your why is. And just in a nutshell, your why is the thing that keeps you motivated, especially when you get discouraged and you're, oh man, you know, just you feel like, I just want to quit. I don't want to do this anymore. Your why is the thing that keeps you prodding forward. That is the persistence element. And it's just that nudge in the side. Hey, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep moving forward. Then there's your mission statement. You know, when people ask you what you do, what do you tell them? You know, the mission statement should clearly define your purpose and should include the benefits you provide or your business provides. Do your research and come up with a good, solid mission statement. That's kind of like the why, but it's kind of like the why on a road trip or something, you know, a little bit different. Goals. And these are the things you're going to try to achieve here. Let's say, where do you want to go? What do you want your real estate to help you to achieve? If your goal is to make $5,000 per month in passive income, write that goal down. Now, that may take 5 years. It may take 3 years. It may take 1 year. But you have to break it down into bite-sized pieces as, you know, this activity will generate this much income, this activity will generate, you know, and you're breaking those goals down. Let's say if you're a flipper, if your goal is to flip 4 homes per month, you know, write that down. These goals may change over time, but you may find, gee, I can't do that many per month. Maybe I can do 1 every 4 months or whatever. But you've got to think about it before you launch into it and try to be realistic. I'd be conservative too and see if you can beat your goals too. Make sure you put both short and long-term goals. So if your long-term goal is, I want to make $20,000 a month. That's when I reach that, then I can quit my job and I can do what I want to do. If that's it, then you got to break it into little pieces here. Your short-term goals, as you start to increase, okay, I'm going to start making, $500 a month. It'll take me this long to make $500 a month. It'll take this long to make $1,000 a month. It'll take me this long, and what activities do you need in between there to help you to generate that kind of money? So those are, those are where the goals are. Strategy, there are hundreds of ways to make money in real estate. And you don't need hundreds. You simply need to pick one good strategy and become master of it. Too many of us, just get pulled left and right, the shiny object syndrome, and we need to really zero in. Am I a flipper or am I a buy and hold guy? Am I a rental property guy? Am I an Airbnb? Whatever it is, you zero in on that goal and you master it. And then you can start broadening out and adding other strategies in, but you really need to be focused. There's a time frame. How long is it going to take you to reach these goals? And be realistic, but don't be afraid to reach either. When I set my goal of 1,000 units in 6 years, I had it broken down and how I was going to achieve this. It turned out a little bit differently than I had planned, but at least I had that focus and that direction, and looks like, the year's not over yet. I still can reach it. I'm at 924 doors right now. So we're going to see what happens. But document your timeline too. It's a real good idea to track how you're using your time, and you can refine it and you can be more effective. I would Gary Keller has a great book called The One Thing, and that will help you get focused and to stay on task for your goals. Budget, how much is it going to cost you to implement your plan? Each element of your plan, may not always have a budget. Sometimes it's not a cash budget, but it might be a time budget. You're going to have to spend something, and it may be time and it may be money, but those are the things you have to factor into this as well. How much time can I give if I'm working full time? Can I give it five hours a week? Can I give it 10 hours a week? Can I give it, 20 hours a week? What realistically can you do? And, some of the things that you might have to spend in your budget is, maybe you're going to do a direct mail campaign. So you've got to factor in the cost of buying that list and postage. And maybe you're going to have an automated response system you're going to sign up for, that there's an 800 number that people call into. Maybe it's social media. You're going to, you know, buy some time on Instagram or Facebook, or you're going to get Google ads, or, you know, there's so many different things that you could do to try and attract the business that you want for your plan. Also, the market is really key. Define your market. You know, what kind of property will you be looking for? Low income, high income, commercial areas. As a beginner, you know, choose an area you feel more comfortable with. Most new investors should plan on investing within a short driving distance from your home if you can. But if you're in an area where that's just, it's just ridiculous, like here in Southern California, then you're going to have to put together a plan for out-of-state investing. And we have a lot of resources for that, a lot of shows. You can just do a search on out-of-state, and you'll get a ton of resources there, at least to get started with. And then you can do the same thing on YouTube or wherever to find out about how to put together an out-of-state rental plan. Criteria, that's a key one too. You know, if you're going to, especially if you're looking to do rental properties, you know, what kind of properties are you looking for? Before you start looking for deals, you really need to think about and determine that criteria which those deals fall into. You'll want to define your loan to value, cash flow requirements, maximum purchase amount, maximum rehab amount, maximum time frame. All these items you'll pick up as you go along, and you'll learn as you go along, and you'll learn from talking to others. Hopefully you'll get a mentor in this process too, that'll also help guide you. One of the most important lessons you can possibly learn is just stick to your criteria and walk away from any deal that does not meet your criteria. It's very easy to become emotionally attached to a deal, but by sticking to your criteria, you take the emotion out of the picture. Also, there's flexibility. If you're not finding enough deals to cherry pick from, you can change your market and or strategy. This part of your plan is one of the most important to fully understand and clearly define. Too many new investors get excited and buy the first deal that comes their way. By having clearly defined criteria, you are able to easily reject the 99% of properties that are not the good deal. Marketing plan. How are you going to create a marketing plan? So, what are you marketing? You know, you're basically, if you're a rental guy and you're looking for rental properties, you're going to be trying to find that good deal. Where do you find those good deals? And I always look for properties. Part of my criteria is finding something that's under market value. Sometimes it's going to be a foreclosure, or maybe it'll be in an auction. You might have to get creative and find off-market properties. If you can build relationships with brokers, especially in the multifamily world, and they know that you're a buyer, they're going to start giving you pocket listings. And a lot of these are off-market properties that you can get at a good price. You know, will you use the MLS? Maybe you're looking for single family homes and you have access to it. Or maybe you're going to get an agent who could also be serve you in other ways. Maybe if it's an out-of-state agent, they might even become your property manager. You can do online searches. You can, there's just a lot of different ways to market, to find the properties you're looking for. Financing the deals. This is really key. Is how do you plan on acquiring your deals? Are you using conventional money, conventional loans, hard money, private money, equity partners, seller financing, lease options, or some other creative method? Finding financing is often a challenge in today's market, and private money provides a tremendous solution. Learn to attract private money. That again, that goes to your marketing. How do you attract private money so that you can have that steady flow of finance, which, you know, when deals come up, you'll be able to get them. Your teams, that should also be in your plan. Clearly define your team and the systems you and they will use to delegate and automate tasks. Who will be on your team? Will you need an attorney, a CPA, et cetera? Yes, of course. You know, brokers, agents, title people, on and on. You don't necessarily need to know who these people are yet, but you know the roles that you need to fill, and then you're going to have to find the best people you can to put in those roles. Exit strategies and backup plans need to be a part of your plan. Having multiple clearly defined exit strategies is one of the most important parts of your plan, especially for new investors. How are you going to exit the deal? What are your backup plans? Do you flip, lease, option, wholesale, bird dog, sell the note, sell the entity holding title, rent and hold, or some other technique? What is the end game? And this needs to be clearly defined before you get started, before you purchase that first deal. And then your financials include a personal description of where your financials are today. What do you bring to the table? Do you have equity you can use? Or are you starting with nothing? Document your current situation and update it as often as it changes. As you move forward with your investments, it's always important to have complete financials always on hand so that you can make good decisions. And in summary, you know, don't worry if you don't understand or know how you're going to accomplish everything in this plan. Remember, your strategic plan can and will change in time. And as you learn, you'll fill the plan out with more details. Even if you've just got one page, two page, three page plan, okay, it's better than nothing. Yeah, it'd be better if you can get a little bit more detail in there, but you've got to get something on paper before 2021 starts. And from there, you're going to grow and you're going to revise it and you're going to make it better. And you're going to see other people's plans and you're going to, get ideas as you go along, as you just dig in and start making this happen. So that is it for today. Please note everything I mentioned here, and there will be a lot of links too. I'm going to add links to shows that will give you additional information or articles that'll help you out in putting this together. But you can look for you'll find that in our show notes at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Putting Together Your 2021 Strategic Real Estate Investing Action Plan. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.